Blurred Lines, and whether it's a rip-off of a Marvin Gaye track from the 70s. Pharrell and Robin Thicke wrote it, and it's one of the best-selling singles of all time. Now, a court in the US has decided it is a rip-off of a 1977 hit, Got to Give It Up. Asian Network's Priyanka Dalladia has more.
Everybody get up.
So, Cameron, have you heard this track?
Yes.
It's Robin Thicke and Pharrell. And do you think it sounds similar to this track?
The beat sounds similar, but that's about it.
Yeah, it does sound very similar. It's been a bit speeded up and remixed.
Can you hear it too? A court in Los Angeles certainly could. It ruled that the writers of Blurred Lines did, in fact, copy Marvin Gaye's 1970s hit record. And Thicke and Williams will now have to pay nearly £5 million to Gaye's family. Their lawyer, Howard King, is obviously not too pleased with the decision.
I'm disappointed, and I'm sure my clients are disappointed by the verdict. We know in our hearts that Blurred Lines is an independent creation from the heart and soul of Pharrell Williams. And no one else.
The song won a Grammy nomination, made more than £10 million in profit, and made the duo £3 million each. So this is good news for Gaye's family. His daughter, Nonna, got emotional after the ruling.
I feel free from Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke's chains and what they tried to keep on us and the lies that were told.
This isn't new though, although it's a case that's involved the really big names in the business. Not all have ended up in court. Remember this? Or this? What about this one? Now, this is from the famous Bollywood film Sholay. And this is by a famous Greek artist. The list is endless. Some call it influenced, others call it copied, some call it inspired even. The jury is out, for Blurred Lines at least. Not that it makes a difference to music fan Sat.
I would listen to that, and I would listen to the Marvin Gaye's version as well.
As long as it makes you dance, I guess.
Yeah, and it makes you feel good, as music always does.
Asian Network reports.